One of the hardest things to read is the story of the crucifixion. And Friday night, we'll read it again and have different voices from different gospels telling us the story again. But everybody seemed to be looking for proof of who Jesus really was. They wanted proof that he would not provide, because that wasn't the proof Jesus intended to give, or that God intended to give. We cannot have Easter and resurrection without a crucifixion. But maybe the lesson for us who are gathered here this day isn't about whether or not Jesus died on the cross and was raised for us, but what are we going to say about who Jesus is? What proof will we give to others of who Jesus is in our lives? If you listened carefully, there was a lot of scripture read this morning. If you listened carefully, that crowd continued to get moved by voices within it. Voices who had their own agendas. Voices that had their own need for power and control. And they manipulated the crowd. They manipulated Pilate to get the end results that they wanted. But they didn't get the end results that they expected. Because Jesus was crucified. And today and Friday, that's where we're going to end. But we know, because we're here now as people of the resurrection, that in 3 days, God wins. But God can't win unless Christ is crucified. And as we walk through the story that Matthew gave us this day, we walk from the time of celebration that the King of the Jews, the Son of David, the Messiah, has come in. And even in that crowd, people were a little bit confused about what was happening. So we come with this celebration that also has a sense of expectation. Some expecting the warrior king, such as David was, and some a little bit worried what they had was a rabble-rouser who was going to upturn everything. Because remember, that crowd not only had those who he was processing in, those in front and behind him, but it also had the guards of the empire around them. And the scribes and the Pharisees and those who were of power within. It was a mixed crowd. And it continued to be a mixed crowd even to the time of the cross. But what proof do we need that Jesus is our Lord and Savior? What is it that is important for us to understand about this sacrificial life and sacrificial love that God has for us? Consider with me that we spend a whole lot of time over the course of the calendar year or the church's calendar year talking about the work that Christ does. How he feeds the hungry, heals the sick, eats with sinners, and proclaims the time had come when God would save God's people. That is the liturgy we use when we do our great Thanksgiving that we'll do on Easter morning. But it would mean nothing if we didn't have a crucified and risen Savior. But there's some difficulties in that whole story as they don't find the body. And they begin to wonder who hid it. Who took the body of Christ so that these followers would continue to believe? Was it the Romans that hid it away? Was it his followers that hid it away? Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. And that proves God's love for us. Maybe on Palm Sunday, Holy Thursday, and Good Friday, to continue to remember that the gift of life and life eternal happened through the death of one man, Jesus Christ, so that we might be saved and the world might be saved. So let us spend some time in this Holy Week reflecting on the story of Christ's journey to the cross, because it's our journey to the cross as well. Each of his disciples knew that at some point their life would be a life crucified. And the world will crucify us when we stand and proclaim justice for those who don't have a voice. Justice for those who have been downtrodden, not because of anything that was theirs, but because of that's how the structure of the world is. When we proclaim love, when we proclaim Christ, we are counter to the culture that we live in. And remember, in every culture and in every community, there are those who want to stay in power and control. And they will wheedle that whole crowd so that they can. What Christ asks of us is to stand and say no to the places we have to say no to the people we have to say no to, no matter the cost. What proof do we need that God loved us? There is no greater proof than a crucified Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.